With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department has filed a wide-ranging antitrust lawsuit against Apple. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the sweeping lawsuit, alleging that Apple has monopoly power in the smartphone market and uses its control over the iPhone to engage in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct. The suit accuses the tech giant of intentionally limiting security features, among other actions. Apple called the lawsuit wrong on the facts and the law and said it will vigorously defend against it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Multiple states reported disrupted services at Department of Motor Vehicles offices today.
A nationwide technology problem briefly interrupted services at state offices that handle driver's licenses. The outage lasted from about 9:50 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said it was due to a loss in cloud connectivity. Illinois and Virginia made announcements on social media to say services had been interrupted. The cause of the outage is being investigated. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas are making progress.
The gaps are narrowing, and we're continuing to push for an agreement in Doha. There's still difficult work to get there, but I continue to believe it's possible.
He also repeated the Biden administration position that a major military operation by Israel in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah would be a mistake. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that that operation is necessary to root out Hamas. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 269 points, the NASDAQ rose 32, the S&P advanced 16. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned about a new definition of extremism.
The document bans, quote, the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance. The problem is that's exactly how many gay activists define Christianity. And now they have a legal way of coming after British clergymen, churches, and private citizens who quote the Bible about the LGBT lifestyle. Muslim groups in the UK don't like the new extremism definition either, claiming it's actually aimed at them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are urging Christians to be in prayer ahead of next week's Supreme Court hearing on abortion pills. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on March 26th in a case that has the potential to limit widespread access to abortion-inducing drugs. Studies show a majority of the abortions that take place in the U.S. every year are now carried out with abortion pills. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Apple says that a Justice Department antitrust lawsuit accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones is just plain wrong. Attorney General Merrick Garland disagrees.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets the economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers. And they increase costs for consumers.
Lawmakers introducing a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown. Chocolate lovers beware, the price of cocoa continues to climb at record highs. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 269 points, S&P ahead 17, NASDAQ up 32 points for the day. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.